Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually. Oh, yeah.
And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
There is a lot going on in Bachelor Nation, and that's why you only hear my voice on this very, very special mini episode of the Almost Famous podcast. Ashley and Jared are... She is out today because they're at some syrup lab making a syrup for their new coffee shop. So she's out of the studio today. This was unexpected that I was going to be jumping on today, but there's some big headlines in Bachelor Nation, and we didn't want to keep anybody waiting until tomorrow to announce them. So I'm going to spend the next few minutes with you all doing something super exciting, reading through headlines. So the very first headline. Man, it feels weird doing this without Ashley. Anyways, hey, the very first headline in Bachelor Nation is Chris Harrison is engaged to Lauren Zima. The caption on their photo says, "The next chapter starts now." Well, I think all of us in Bachelor Nation can celebrate this incredible love story. Lauren Zima is the host that you've seen on Entertainment Tonight. She has had an incredible career. The two of them have met years ago through her work, kind of interviewing people on The Bachelor. They started dating just a few years ago. They announced that they were dating. They'd been dating quite a bit before that. And now they are engaged. People were wondering for a long time, was this ever going to happen? What was their plans? You know, Chris's kids are getting ready to go off to college. One's already in college. So we didn't know kind of where they stood in their relationship. But now we can finally officially celebrate their engagement. What an incredible thing to two awesome friends. So we're sitting here at the Almost Famous Podcast saying congrats, guys. It's something incredible. Well, next headline reads, The Bachelorette, Michelle Young, on balancing reality TV fame with life as an elementary school teacher. This according to Variety. Obviously, we just had Michelle Young on the podcast, and we talked to her about what it's like to be a teacher and to go into school and probably have everybody just absolutely loving on you and watching you then date on TV. Well, Michelle is heard quoting this. They think it's cool when speaking about her students and coworkers. They want to know the details, and they're like, we won't tell anybody. Michelle says, she responds, and you sound like reporters. Young tells Variety with a laugh, maybe there are some future reporters that I'm seeing in my classroom, but I absolutely love them and would not want to be anywhere else right now. Well, it's really incredible. Obviously, they've pushed back her season of The Bachelorette because of her time as a teacher. Super important that she was at the school this year. And so now her season is airing and they have previously taped it. Next headline is Matt James calls Rachel Kirkconnell the brightest spot in the year since his Bachelor journey. Isn't that cute? Well, this is according to People. And the article says, James and Kirkconnell, who's 25, have come a long way since past racially insensitive behavior of hers surfaced online earlier this year. Engulfing the franchise in controversy amid the turmoil, the pair confirmed during his season's After the Final Rose special in March that they had split. But the article continues, they found their way back together with James confirming the following months that he was pursuing a relationship with Kirkconnell again. Just being able to take her to my favorite spots and really enjoy Nemacolin for the beautiful property it is and not have to move around in secrecy is going to be so nice, he told People on Thursday. There's been a lot that's happened over the past year, and she's been the brightest spot of that. I'm excited for what lies ahead for us. So Matt and Rachel are doing well. They are all over social media, documenting their lives after Matt James's departure on Dancing with the Stars. Next headline is The Bachelor Sarah Trout mourns father's death years after ALS diagnosis. Honored to know you. And this according to People. Well, this one hits hope close to home, and this headline is one that I know many of us were involved in her story while she was on The Bachelor. Just about a month ago, my best friend was diagnosed with ALS. If you went out to social media today, you can see me talking about it for the first time, and we're going to start talking about it a lot more. But it's the same friend as months ago you heard me talk about saying he had Lyme disease, and he did have Lyme. But on top of that, he was also struggling from ALS for the last year. And just a month ago, his diagnosis was confirmed. Now, I'm not here to make it about my buddy, but here's where Sarah's story, her father's story, and my friend's story comes along. ALS is a really, really difficult disease that takes the life of many every year. And a lot of people's quality of life is not incredible once the diagnosis happens. The problem is that funding is short, that people don't talk about it enough, that awareness and advocacy are out there. I mean, I remember just a few years ago, right? The Ice Bucket Challenge was a big deal, but it can't stop. There's a lot of people out there on the search for a cure. And if funding was available, if there was awareness available, advocacy available, people would no longer have to struggle with this their whole lives. And so our hearts here go out to all of those who know somebody or somebody out there listening who is struggling with ALS. We feel for you. I feel for you right now a lot. In fact, this week, I have to take off tomorrow of the podcast because after the diagnosis, my buddy Brandon and his fiance Sam pushed up their wedding a year so that they would be able to walk down the aisle and celebrate in style. And so tomorrow is the rehearsal. And I'm the best man, co-best man, I guess I should say. And so we're going to have that wedding on Wednesday and celebrate them the best ways possible. But we're mourning for Sarah. This is tough. It's not easy to talk about. And so we just want to thank Sarah for sharing about her journey. I know she has been an advocate, and I know her father had a huge role in her life. And so the work is still continuing even after her father's death, from all sides. And awareness and advocacy will be a part of, I know, Sarah's life, but also the lives of all of us who have been affected in some way from this terrible disease.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. One guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming, like, female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff, and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. you cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long, the worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
And we have some breaking news today. After a recent stand-up set, Katie Thurston and Blake Moynes have officially announced that they are breaking up. Their relationship ends just a few months after their finale aired. Blake has been spending time over in Africa, and Katie has been here in the U.S. A lot of sources have been speculating that their relationship was on the rocks. However, both Katie and Blake supported their relationship and said it wasn't over. However, today, the couple individually both announced on their respective Instagrams that their relationship has been over, is over, and they ask for the respect of all of us as they move through this next chapter in life. Ryan Fox's ex-girlfriend was shocked by his bachelorette appearance. Her quote is, "Does she think the notes were planted?" Well, we got to watch Ryan Fox last week on the show. Becca Kufrin came on, talked about how he was a bachelorette on stage. We shared and felt like all of Bachelor Nation kind of shared their opinions on his playbook. But his ex did come out this week. She's speaking. Her name is Brittany. And that she says his on-screen behavior was spot on. She goes, "I do believe the docs were real," she said on Wednesday. "He's very calculated. He documents everything. He has a Google Doc for just about everything you can think of that he adds to on a daily basis." Brittany claimed that the California native even has one about himself. She went further to say he puts feedback on it from previous relationships, as well as a dream girl doc for all the qualities a future spouse needs to have. Well, I don't know how we take from this, team. You know, Ryan's behavior was odd. It was off. It was weird. We haven't seen it before. Some people even stood up for him and said, hey, he had a playbook. Like Jared last week said, hey, I could see my friends putting a playbook together. I think the difference here is just how strategic it felt like it was. But we don't really get to read the playbook yet. Maybe we will one day. He better frame that thing somewhere, because I bet that thing could be worth some money if he put it out there. But his ex is coming out and saying, yeah, not shocked, not surprised. That's Ryan. Take it or leave it. That is Ryan. Well, as I just mentioned about Ryan, a lot of Bachelor Nation did come out and talk about the playbook. I mean, I said I even had my name mentioned in it. Jason Tardik had his. Mike Johnson had his. Blake Hortzman had his. Like, everybody had their name mentioned in this. There's a lot of research that was done. And as you could probably find on Twitter, and according to a lot of articles this week, a lot of people had quotes about this playbook. In fact, Mike Johnson went as far as to say this: "I don't know if I should feel offended because I only have one skill, LOL, or is this a proud moment?" Mike's referring to, I think, the sentence in the playbook that said Mike Johnson's got a lot of swagger. I think that was what they said, and I think that was the only thing shown. So Mike's assuming that's the only skill he has. Well, a lot of Bachelor Nation did come out and talk about the playbook. It's obviously the talk of the town on episode one. I doubt it's going to be brought up again, or at least not until after the final rose. Next headline is this: future Bachelor, or at least assumed Bachelor, Clayton Eckerd's season 18 Bachelorette debut didn't make a strong impression on fans. This is according to Us Weekly. We're a little surprised here at the Almost Famous Podcast. We thought it was fine. He's not going to be the star of this season, but he's going to be there. But the article goes on to say that Clayton did make his Bachelorette season 18 debut on Tuesday, and viewers had a strong feeling about the future Bachelor's introduction. Not everyone, it says, in Bachelor Nation was impressed by the former college football player's nice guy routine. The quote is this: "All the men I've seen just tonight, I'm still confused how Clayton is the next Bachelor," one viewer tweeted. Another social media user questioned the orthopedic sales rep's choice of footwear for such an important occasion, teasing, "Clayton didn't even get nice shoes for the first night of That's the New Bachelor." Hey, let's give Clayton a break. Guy's just trying to figure it out. He didn't know he was going to be the Bachelor when he signed up to night one. But yes, there are some great guys in this season. I am excited to see how Clayton kind of rises to the top and why producers felt so strongly that he needed to be the Bachelor, and why they already started filming while Michelle's season is airing. You know, I guess here we're kind of expecting Clayton to do like magical big things, the franchise really rally around him. But yeah, so far we didn't get to see it on night one. So hopefully soon we'll get to see him shine, because we really want to cheer for the next lead of the next Bachelor. Next headline reads this: Bachelorette's Claire Crawley reflects on messy breakup with Dale Moss. He knows the truth. Ooh, a little secretive there. The quote is this: "My biggest regret is trusting the process, trusting a man's words, and who he showed me he was," she said. "I don't think that that's a regret. Like, I trusted somebody. I believed somebody that they were who they said they were, or that they would hold up to the promises that they made when they got down on one knee," she continued. "I don't know if that's a regret. I loved and have always loved and had such deep love for Dale." The reality star went on to address the former couple's very public breakup, which came amid rumors that Moss was somehow involved with his fellow franchise star, Abigail. Well, we know that can't be too true, because she's very happy with Noah now. But following the split, Moss issued a statement via his rep claiming that Crawley had blocked him on all social media. "It can get messy," he says, "very messy and very icky. And I always try to err on the side of taking the high road." Isn't that sweet? "Even though there are a lot of things I could say." Well, these two just don't seem to be getting along, and they haven't really for a while now. We hope here they both move on and move forward. We've followed this relationship really since the beginning, when they got together and celebrated that, and they broke up, and we talked about that, and they got back together, and we celebrated that, and now they broke up again, and it feels like this time is probably over with. Both times have felt a little messy, right? Both times haven't felt clean. But they're done for now, and both sides are speaking up, and it feels like both sides have pain and hurt involved. Well, that's all the headlines we have for you today, or for this week. Thank you for spending some time with me. Yes, I know you probably missed our resident expert, Ashley, as she broke down the headlines, but it was kind of fun to sit here and read through them and try to follow them and try to figure them all out. Again, congratulations to Chris Harrison and Lauren Zima on their engagement, and also our deepest condolences and just an awareness of the difficulty of the last few years and of this situation for Sarah Trott, her family, and in remembrance of her father, who I know had a huge impact on his life. Again, get out there, and if you have some time, start to study ALS, possibly advocate for it, bring awareness to it. It is an incredibly difficult disease that so many struggle with. And I will be talking about it much more next week after we celebrate my buddy's wedding. But for now, reach out to Sarah and just show her some love as she mourns the death of her father, who had struggled for years with ALS. Well, again, thank you for having me today. I've been Ben, and well, Ashley will be back tomorrow.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. I've discovered the secret to turning diaper duty into pure parenting joy. Okay, well, that might be a stretch, but Pampers Swaddlers is truly the answer. They feature a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, including even blowouts. And for 2024's hottest baby shower / sprinkle gift, it's the Pampers Diaper Stash. I am so for diapers for a baby shower. Our registry. This Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund where family and friends can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. Just create an account, share it, and then watch it grow, and then gift it. So easy. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness with Pampers Swaddlers and the Pampers Diaper Stash.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.